drums, bass, and piano organ, playing your request, are just softly changing melodies, rhythms, and tempos as a background to your moods. The Pink Coat Lounge in the Fort Sumter Hotel, a place to meet with friends, a place to just relax, with entertainment by the Wise Men 3. Fridays and Saturdays, 7 to midnight. See you there.
I saw Terry Allen the other day. He was in the vicinity. Well, his other night, really, friends. He was in the vicinity of the Fort Sumter Hotel. I stepped on his hand as he turned a corner.
WDMA Tiger Radio. Hot Cinder.
All Terrell tunes will be on the air from 10:05 until 3 today with the Lux and Bagels Club.
My love, I offer you now my heart and all it can give, for just as long as I live, I'm yours. No arms but yours, dear, will do. My lips will always be true. My eyes can see only you. I'm yours.
I'm yours. That's Elvis Presley on the mighty TMNA. 9.5 minutes before 10 at 10:05, the Lux and Bagel Club. There's a thrilling racing car tonight at the Dorchester County Speedway, located 5 miles south of Somerville, just off Highway 17A. If you like fast action, fast drivers, and faster cars, be sure you're in your seat tonight for the racing chills and thrills beginning at 8 o'clock. This racing action will feature Eastern Lake models from North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia. Also, you'll have the time of your life when the Dorchester County Speedway presents a fabulous 8 o'clock. Speaking of racing and things like that, whoever was speaking of things like that, there's a pretty racy fella around here, Terry Allen, and he'll be on at 10:05. Terry, go around them roses. Sally, go around the roses. The J-Nets on the mighty TMNA with a solid gold all-time favorite. 5.5 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock, WTMNA happy time, 70 degrees in the port city at street level. Friends, we have gone to great expense this morning to bring you a special sneak preview of the Terrell Allen Show, which will be on the air at 10:05 this morning, and here's that sneak preview.
Adult.
Subtle.
Sophisticated.
Sprite.
Sprite.
New soft drink. New soft drink.
Fresh.
Crisp.
Alive.
Sparkling.
Exuberant.
Sprite. marvelous elixir. Marvelous elixir.
Tart.
Naturally tart.
Tingling.
Tingling tart.
Adult.
Spirited.
Exuberant.
Sprite.
Sprite.
For adult tastes. For adult tastes. Sprite.
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 Marvelous elixir.
Marvelous elixir.
New soft drink.
New soft drink.
Naturally tart.
For adult taste.
For adult taste.
Von Telebass on TMNA Radio 1 for the Port City, June 25 for the week called Come On and Rescue Me. Rescue me, that's Von Telebass on the mighty TMNA. All right, stand by, he's here.
Oh, my.
It'll be Terry Tunes. It should be Looney Tunes, but they call him Terry Tunes. They don't want to embarrass his family. He'll be along at 10:05 this morning, which is just a few short minutes from now. You're on Eastern Standard Time. For our West Coast listeners, he'll be along 3 hours from now.
Radio.
Have a nice weekend, won't you? Keep them swinging. They're still searching for today's news.
They found him success.
Ah, we'll have it at 10, really. Well, a few minutes after 10, or a few seconds.
WTMA, WTMA FM, serving over 1 million people from Charleston, South Carolina.
From Charleston Communications Central, WTMA Action Central News.
Good morning, Charlie Lindsay with a 10 o'clock priority one headline. Five Charleston men convicted of assault and battery. Details to follow.
Halts, filters, guards, and bars.
You expect more from American, and you get it. The American Oil Company.
Five men from prominent Charleston Negro families have been convicted of assault and battery of a high and aggravated nature here in the Port City. The five men were charged in connection with a Charleston-based wave who had charged them with criminal assault. Sentences ranged from 18 months to a suspended sentence with 3 years probation. A sixth man was acquitted on all charges. A 28-year-old Barnwell man has been killed when his car hit a bridge abutment in Barnwell County. The victim was H.D. Williamson. A 38-year-old Clemson woman, Mrs. Robert Whitten, has been killed in a car-truck collision during a heavy rainstorm. Nine Chester area businessmen leave on tomorrow for a 5-day tour of the Midwest. They will be looking for industry for Chester County and for South Carolina. Negro seeking federal voting registrars for Barnwell County carried their demonstration to the federal courthouse in Columbia. The protest was interrupted several times for rain yesterday. It followed weeks of picketing at the federal post office at Barnwell and complaints filed with the Justice Department in Washington. This coming Wednesday and Thursday, Charleston Sir Thomans will launch their 10th annual week-long sale of newspapers about crippled children for the benefit of the Charles Webb Rehabilitation Center. Over 150 Sir Thomans wearing special club aprons and caps will go door-to-door seeking contributions to add to the Rehabilitation Center, which conducts a school for 48 crippled children and many more who come to the school periodically for therapy. Action Central News and WTMA urges you to give and give all you can when a Sir Thoman comes to your door. Thomas R. Pennington Jr., a 30-year-old Charleston-based airman, has been indicted for the murder of his 14-year-old stepdaughter of last February. He was sentenced to 3 years yesterday in General Sessions Court. According to testimony, the child had been left in the care of Pennington. The child began crying, annoying Pennington, who was watching television. Pennington rushed, or rather pushed or kicked the child onto the floor, causing her to suffer a skull fracture. She died later in the U.S. Naval Hospital. Pennington was described in court as an extremely nervous man. South Carolina's lawsuit against the new federal voting rights law should reach the U.S. Supreme Court within 10 days. Governor Robert McNair told a news conference yesterday that Attorney General Daniel McCloud's office has completed work on the briefs in the suit. McNair said the suit will be aimed mainly at provisions that eliminate literacy tests, prohibit states from amending election laws without federal approval, and keep individual counties from escaping its features. Tiger Town weather, partially clear and cooler this morning, clearing and cooler this afternoon and tonight. Tomorrow should be fair with mild temperatures. Highs today and tomorrow near 80, lows tonight near 60. Tides for the harbor, a high tide at 8:11 tonight with a low tide at 1:59 this afternoon. Presently at street level in the port city under partially clear skies at 71 WTMA degrees. Repeating the 10 o'clock priority one headline, 5 Charleston men convicted of assault and battery.
And that's some of the news you'll find on your lawn this afternoon.
Next news when it happens. National news on the half hour.
Remember, if it happens in Green Pond, you will hear it first on
WTMA. Action Central News.